No major aftershocks have been recorded yet following Saturday's rare 5.6 magnitude earthquake west of Gympie, which was felt across the Sunshine Coast. Experts say they remain a real possibility following our largest onshore quake in 50 years. And if you feel any more tremors, Geoscience Australia's Michelle Salmon says it's important to report it.
The felt reports are really important because they provide us information of where the worst shaking has occurred. It gives information to the state emergency services. It also gives information to Geoscience Australia for hazard modelling for the future.
Close to 1,500 new defibrillators are being distributed to ambulances and stations across Queensland, including here on the coast. The new devices measure heart rhythms, blood pressure, oxygen levels, and respiratory rates, while their advanced data integration will allow coast paramedics to share results instantly with specialists in Brisbane. It gives patients quicker access to expert advice. Coast locals are being encouraged to think of our veterans today to mark Vietnam Veterans Day. Services are being held at Mapleton, Karoi, Caloundra, Badina, Kawana, Glasshouse Mountains, Mullaney, Tawantin and Bribie Island. RSL Queensland President Major General Stephen Day says our society shamed many of the brave men and women who came home from that war. He says it's our responsibility, knowing what we do now, to treat them better.
And one of the more painful chapters for our country was the Vietnam War, in part because of how we treated our troops. They were often blamed for a war that was unpopular when they should have been supported for serving their country.
And a number of Sunshine Coast businesses have been named as finalists in the Premier of Queensland's Export Awards for 2025. Helimods, Advanced Aquarium Technologies, Hall Contracting and 60 Picketball are finalists from a total of 46 companies to compete across 15 categories, including manufacturing, e-commerce, international health and advanced materials. The winners, including the Queensland Exporter of the Year Award, will be presented at a gala event in Brisbane on October 10.